This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just doing as we're told. Hillary Clinton said we need to fight back, so we're trying our best to oblige. This hour, we're going to be talking about permaculture, another way of fighting back. Fighting back the high cost of food. Fighting back the chemicals that are in our food, growing our own so we know what we have grown, what we've put in it, and making it the best for nutrition, for our survival. Gwyneth, I'm looking forward to hearing about this permaculture.
Okay. I would have sent you a couple of videos earlier. I don't know if you had time to watch them.
I did.
But it was wasn't it amazing? It was talking about a project called the Greening the Desert Project, which is a project that's run directly by the founding organisation of permaculture in Australia. It's actually an Australian technology, agricultural technology, but it's gone all over the world. And what they did was they took 10 acres of land just a few kilometres from the Dead Sea, okay, actually in the district. The district's name is called Sodom. And for any Bible scholars out there, yes, it is that Sodom. It's actually the district where the ancient ruins of the city of Sodom were found. The soil is highly acidic. In parts, it's basically pure monatomic sulfur. It is highly saline soil as well, okay? And it's 400 metres below sea level, and the annual rainfall is 200 millimetres, which is less than 14 inches. So, no, not even that. Sorry, less than 5 inches of rainfall a year. And yet, they have managed to create, using permaculture there, a lush oasis of just any sort of fruit that you could possibly, tropical fruits that you could possibly imagine, dates and figs and grapes and olives, and, you know, that they are moving actually towards each household that adopts this form of farming. They generally manage to become self-sufficient in food. Even if they don't become completely self-sufficient, because it's, you know, of course you need more land area to produce things like meat, they're generally able to produce 80 or 90% of their own food, even in such a harsh climate as, basically the Dead Sea area, which is one of the driest, most inhospitable deserts on Earth where human beings actually live. There's other deserts that are possibly even drier, but humans don't live there, or not many humans live there. But you would have seen in the video, the population density in that area is actually pretty high, isn't it, Vincent?
Yeah, Yeah, and actually, when you said humans don't live there or not many, I was thinking, boy, you know, except for the environment, that would be delightful. We'd be away from these corrupt CEOs. We'd be away from these politicians. We'd be away from taxes and enforcement. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah, but in this area, there's actually a huge population density.
Wow.
the permaculture, one of the gardens that was displayed was next to a school, and that school would have had at least 200 or 300, 400 students in it.
Right.
Yeah. And the students were coming across. The lady who has that garden, she would give each child that came across who was interested in the garden, she would give them their own little garden bed to look after. And they would go and they would grow eggplants, tomatoes, capsicums, chilies, and whatever they wanted to grow. And she'd provide them with some seeds and she would show them how to plant them. This is how we need to rearrange our lives. So that this evil system has no need and no toehold to be able to say to us, well, you've got to do what we say. We need to generate our own electricity. We need to have our own water supplies. We need to have our own sewage treatment. We need to learn how, and our own food supply. We need to learn how to do all of these things ourselves, and also our own income sources that are independent as much as possible from them, because they are an evil cartel. They really are, you know, and oh my gosh, it's just the only way that we can defeat them. Or one of the only ways that we can defeat them is by setting up our own systems and going that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, to give a mental picture for our class is think of a large garden, very large garden, long rows. And each student has a section of a row, a portion of a row. So we're talking about young students. We're not talking about seniors in high school. We're talking about young students, elementary school, where the students are actually maintaining their garden. And I don't know if it was set up exactly this way, but to me, there is a competition involved where one student would say, wow, yours is doing a little bit better than mine. What's going on? What did you do differently? How did you do that? And so now not only do you have a competitive spirit, but you have learning as to why. And the students are watching this day by day, and they can see the result of their changes. That is absolutely brilliant. That's so much better than the way we do it in the United States, where we say, click your mouse on this picture of a garden. This is what a garden looks like. Next topic. Right.
Maybe if you've done 5 hours of preliminary classes in front of a computer, then we'll get you out into a garden and you can actually get your hands dirty planting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's nothing like doing it. And class, if you think that having seeds in a packet stored somewhere in the basement is going to get you through when the lights go out. It's going to take a long time for those seeds to germinate. And then then you're going to have to produce, you know, fruit or produce. And it's going to take even longer. So bear in mind that seeds are great, but you need to have the experience on how to plant them, how to nurture them, how to encourage them to be their best, what not to do, what to do. And that's what we're talking about. You've got to do it. And you know what? I was thinking, last night I was dreaming, and I was thinking, I would like to raise tomatoes in the house over the winter. Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't I do that? Why can't I take a bucket, put some soil in it, bring that bucket inside, put it in a sunny window, and try and see if I can get enough light to raise tomatoes in the house so that I can stagger the planting of the tomatoes so I can have non-stop fresh tomatoes all year long.
That would work.
Outside? Yeah.
Tomatoes actually do well inside during the winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's the plan.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a wonderful idea. And the thing with permaculture is you make every part of the garden work with some other part of the garden to provide a benefit for everything. Like, for instance, I'm not certified in permaculture, but I think I've learnt enough over the years to do it on my own property, so I'm not qualified to teach it. But I've been getting pretty good, and that's on the bucket list one day, is to get my permaculture certification and to start to teach people, because it is actually a copyrighted name, and they do have, a certification system. But you can do it at home on your own, and in fact they encourage you to read books about it and set up your own garden as a permaculture garden, because their primary interest is to get people out there doing it, and basically they have a saying, changing the world one garden at a time. That's their saying. And I like it. I like it a lot. And in my permaculture garden, I have the chicken pen. We have to have every garden here food producing, or most of them. Now that we have the dog patrol, they keep the kangaroos away from a lot of the garden areas. We have our gardens mostly made in bathtubs and old refrigerators as raised beds. But the original garden, before we got the dog patrol adequately recruited, had 6-foot-high fences, wire fences, chicken mesh fences around it. And they are next to the chicken pen. So when I do the weeding in the garden, I sort out the weeds as I'm weeding into poisonous weeds and non-poisonous weeds. The poisonous weeds get mulched. The non-poisonous weeds get thrown over the fence at the end of the gardening session on my way out and into the chicken pen. And that provides the chickens with their greens. And because we have quite a high fox population, because we live in the eucalyptus forest, there are fox dens out there, so we can't let our chickens free range. They have to stay inside there. Rather generous. Chicken house. It actually looks like it was the original house that was built on this land. It's actually a house. A small mud brick house. Probably about
quite generous
120
chicken
square foot house.
Yep. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is talking about permaculture, and yes, you can fight back and you can drive down your food costs, but it's going to take some work. And what she's talking about is the synergy among chickens, farm animals, and the products you want to grow on your farm, the produce you want to raise in your garden, putting it all together and having it work as a unit. Please continue.
Okay. Another example of this is, especially in a hot climate, a big problem with growing vegetables can be direct sunlight. And especially in the middle of summer, the sun can, we can have weeks and weeks and weeks on end where the daytime temperature is over 45 degrees or over 40 degrees Celsius every single day, and often getting up to 45 degrees. And that's really, really, really hard on the garden. And it's about finding methods to keep the humidity in the soil and to stop too much direct sunlight from hitting the leaves and making them wilt. And an example of how you can do that, you can put shade cloth across, of course. That's great. But a longer-term solution is to actually grow fruit trees here and there in your vegetable garden. and I have raised beds, and what I do in my garden is the drainage overflow from the raised beds. I plant fruit trees and other productive trees and bushes on the overflows of the garden beds. Okay, so you put your irrigation water into the garden bed, it gets up to a certain level and it overflows. And one thing that you may have noticed in the video that I sent you, Vincent, that when they've got raised beds in these in this permaculture garden, because it's a very hot, arid, dry climate, they have the overflow just a couple of inches below the soil surface. I don't know if you noticed that, but that's how I run my gardens here, and it absolutely works. I don't know that it would really work in a climate where you had a lot of rain, but here it certainly works, and I can see why they did it. Why they did it that way where they are, with the harsh climate that they have there. But you grow fruit trees, and the fruit trees produce fruit. Depending on your climate, apples or pears, peaches, plums, things like olives, and, just name any fruit tree. They all need water to get established. And instead of having a separate watering for the fruit tree and for the garden beds, you'd let the fruit trees get watered from the overflow that comes from your garden bed. And the thing about this overflow is it has nutrients in it that from the compost that you put on the garden. Some nutrients are going to go away with the overflow water, and that can't be helped. But if they're going straight onto a fruit tree, they're not being wasted. And this is a way of making the system work together, okay? And so much of it is just common sense. You divide your property into zones, okay? So you have zone zero, which is inside your house. And then you have that, like, in a cold climate, that's where you would be planting your tomatoes. And you could even grow things like cucumbers and zucchinis in your house as well. I don't know if you've thought of that, but they tend to do quite well in hot house situations or indoors during the winter if they're in a sunny spot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you might want to try that as well.
And can we talk about the use of tires, old tires, in a permaculture garden? Is that something that you like the idea of? Talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, that would be good. Yep.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is upon us, and now is the time to seek refuge.
Potentially catastrophic Hurricane Michael at Category 4 strength with winds of about 150 miles an hour about to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott already looking ahead to what's going to happen after the storm moves through.
As soon as Michael passes, we will have a massive wave of response and support coming down and around the panhandle.
But Scott's warning people who've decided to ride out the storm in evacuation zones that first responders are not going to come out and help anybody while the storm is raging. President Trump's daughter Ivanka confirming she won't replace Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador, tweeting that the president will nominate a formidable replacement for Haley, adding, "That replacement will not be me." And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why?
Thank God you're. Take my. When you go to the heat for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Quick message, class. Mike Ma will be available if you want him to be. We're looking for about 25 people to come to Springfield, Missouri on October 26th, about 4 hours. It'll be an evening presentation, meet and greet. Mike Ma will talk about how to establish your three-man militia, how to expand it, and how to teach and spread the learning of skills. Kind of like having a three-man militia for gardening, like Gwyneth and I are talking about today with permaculture, learning the skills, sharing. And then it'll be a dinner meeting. and it will include self-defense and a grid down situation. What do you do? What do you do? And here's how it'll go. When you come in, you'll be asked to write down one question. And so think about your question in advance. What is the one question you want answered by Mike Ma during this presentation? All those questions will be put in a pile, and they will be answered without identifying who asked the question. Okay? So it'll be about problem solving, building relationships, the three-man militia, how it works. And we're not talking about invading anybody. We're talking about three guys, gals, getting together, guys and gals, getting together to learn how to do lots of things, auto mechanics, carpentry, how to build the skill set for your village so that you will survive the grid down situation. Now, if you are interested, please send me an email. Instructor@usapreparers.com. Instructor@usapreparers.com. We need about a minimum of 10 people to 25. So it'll be a small group. It will be dinner, and it will be probably something that you will remember for the rest of your life. So if you're interested, please let me know. Instructor@usapreparers.com. Gwyneth, tires. So we have a tire changing machine, and we've got lots of tires. And what we do is we take a Sawzall, one of those reciprocating saws. Sometimes they're called, you know, Milwaukee Sawzalls. DeWalt makes them. Lots of companies make them. And you cut out the sidewall, and then you're left with just the tread in a kind of like a very short cylinder. And you can add dirt to that. So it just keeps the dirt in one place for your raised bed garden. Have you experimented with that?
Changing the machine, and I don't have a saw, so I just use the tires as is around my fruit trees.
Okay.
And
how does it work?
Fine. It works just fine. Because we have a canine crew here. They are our security patrol from various predators that might want to be lurking around the place. And sometimes they just want to go and play. They just want to run around, and they just, go mad and bark at each other and chase the birds through the trees. And they don't always look where they're going, but they're more likely to see a tire than a tree. And so they're less likely to accidentally bump into a tree if it has a tire around it. And, and it also, what I noticed on my own was if you leave a car tire out in the middle of the paddock, out in the middle of your field, okay, over the winter, by the time that spring has come, remember we don't have snow where we are. Winter for us is the wet, green, lush time of the year. And some of the dead time of year, because we live in an arid climate. Winter's when we get our rain. Summer, it's very common for us to go months at a time without any rain at all. There will be grass growing in the center of that tire, which is twice as tall as any of the grass surrounding, because the tire itself acts as a catchment and channels water into. This is when it still has its tire wall, okay? I think what happens is the rain falls on the tire wall and channels it into the center. And so that's another advantage, is that the tire actually helps to water the tree. If you just put the tire around the tree as is, and when the tree gets to a certain size, of course you want to remove the tire, okay? Otherwise you're going to have a tree that ends up getting strangled by the tire. You're going to have to cut it off. Okay. This is it about permaculture. Tires are generally regarded as being a waste product, but just about every permaculturist I know cannot get enough car tires. And they are also an immensely useful building material. You get them, once again, without removing the tire wall, Okay. If you did remove the tire wall, you could actually put the tire wall as a tree guard as well, to help to keep weeds away from the base of the tree. Okay, and to once again to provide a catchment so that the water, when it drips onto the, when the rain drips onto the tire wall, channels it in towards the tree. Okay, that I've seen that, and that works well as well. But like I say, it works better as a guard when you have the tread and then the tire wall, and it's all in one piece and it's all attached. It's less work. And a big part of permaculture is if something works and it's a less work way of doing something, you do things in the less work way. You don't have to cut the tread off, okay, for it to work. And if you want to do that, that's fine. And the other thing is tire treads are a useful resource in their own right, because I've seen people roof their houses in tire tread. It's marvelous stuff. And I've seen people make shoes out of it. You know, it's just absolutely marvelous. And there's a zillion and one uses for a tire tread. But, yeah, that's an example. And the other great resource that we can never seem to get enough of around here is corrugated sheet metal. And once again, it's something that tends to be on the junk end of most people's radar. You know, it lies around, it's, you know, four holes, can't use it for anything else, blah, blah, blah. But in a permaculture setting, it has 1,001 uses. And you can set up a livestock shelter in the field, and you can hammer sheets of sheet metal across it. You can put a gutter on it, and it can help to actually water your livestock with rainwater. You know, and you can set up an attachment system. What was that, sorry?
No question about it. No question about what you're saying. We have repurposed sheet metal, and we got it in Arkansas. What was happening is the Tyson Corporation encouraged people to have chickens and be chicken farmers. So they'd have these 350 to 400 foot long barns made out of that corrugated sheet metal that you're talking about, galvanized sheet metal. And something happened to the business. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but farm after farm after farm was taking down these barns and selling them for scrap metal almost. And so we bought a 120-foot section of one of these 400-foot-long barns. So we bought the used material and built a barn with it. And so our barn is 40 feet by 120 feet long, and it works really well. And in the evening, the barn metal gets cool. The moisture in the air condenses on the roof material. It runs down to the low point and drips, 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 drips. We are going to put some gutters on there. We're going to catch that water and divert it to other purposes. Exactly what you're talking about. As a matter of fact, there's so much water that drips down. I'm not talking about rainy days. I'm just talking about a day, any day that doesn't have rain. Water's going to, yes, water will condense on that barn roof because it's colder than the air, and it will just find the lowest point and drip. And if you have a gutter there, I'll bet you, on a non-rainy day, we get at least a gallon of water, minimum, on a non-rainy day, just in condensation. Actually, I think it's going to be way more than that. Probably several gallons of water a day. And I would think that if you have an area that you want to grow mushrooms and you need some moisture, that's the place to grow mushrooms without water.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be watered all the time.
You could probably, if you, in your climate, you would need to hothouse them during the winter. But if you hothouse them during the winter, you could have mushrooms all year round. You absolutely could. But the thing is, like another example from our own place, we have a mud brick house and it has a sheet metal roof, and that's where all of our drinking water comes from, is our sheet metal roof. And we live in a low rainfall area. In a bad year, we might get less than, 200 millimeters of rain in a bad year. In a really, really good year for us is 800 millimeters. That's probably, 300 millimeters is 12 inches. So 12, 24, maybe 30 inches of rain in a good year. That's a fantastic year for us. I don't know how that compares to where you are. I don't know what your annual rainfall or condensation is. But our average year is 400 millimeters of rain. That's the average. And we collect all of our drinking water off our roof catchment, which is a sheet metal roof. And, we've never run out of rainwater. I've got 10,000 gallons of storage, and the winter is over, and our rainwater storage is probably just over three quarters full. So we will have enough rain stored as rainwater storage to see us through the summer, even if we get no rain at all for 30 weeks. We'll be fine. We will have, the tanks will be full again by the end of next winter. And it's been a very, very bad winter here. We've probably had about 200 millimeters of rain, yet our tanks are three quarters full.
We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like more information about her, it's a link on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. Click on the instructors tab. Gwyneth, headlines, dailymail.co.uk, Hurricane Michael strengthens to a Category 4, and will hit Florida with 150-mile-an-hour winds this afternoon. Officials warn worst storm in living memory to hit the region with 375,000 people. 375,000 people ordered to evacuate now. Told it's too late to run. Okay. Hurricane Michael strengthened to a Category 4 storm with winds up to 150 miles an hour Wednesday. More than 375 people in 22 Florida counties were under evacuation orders and advisories. But Governor Rick Scott warned Wednesday morning it was too late to evacuate and urged people to seek refuge immediately. Michael is expected to make landfall on the Florida panhandle by Wednesday afternoon. It's forecasted to bring 150-mile-an-hour winds and up to a foot of rain in and life-threatening storm surge of up to 14 feet. Meteorologists said it has the potential to become one of the worst storms in the history of the region. Multiple airports were closed in Florida, and on Wednesday, more than 453 flights have been canceled. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Florida. Florida Senator Marco Rubio warned anyone in the path of the storm surge, you're going to die. That's what the headlines all say. And why am I saying this? Because you need, class, you need to take control of your own destiny. Do not be a victim of the supply chain. Grow your own. Grow your own. Yeah. Yes, do you agree?
Although, with a storm of that magnitude, it's going to wipe out people's gardens.
Absolutely. But the point is, get out of the way. Don't live there.
Yeah.
Don't live in a place that's been hammered and hammered and hammered. Live in
you
a place where it's a little safer. You move.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like this. If you go to traditional tribal areas in Indonesia, none of them live near the coast. Okay? All of them live up in the forest, and the reason why they say it, okay, this is quoting their culture, okay? They say, if we live near the coast, the sea gods get angry with us, and they make the sea invade the land, and they sweep us away. That's in their culture, in their context, you know. I'm not saying that sea gods are doing this or anything like that, so nobody gets it. I'm telling you what their culture teaches, but I think that that's generally good advice, is that nobody should be living near the coast, okay? Coastal geomorphology is what it's called. Coasts are very, very unstable. They are subject to tsunamis, they are subject to storm surges, they are subject to cyclones coming in and just flooding the place. You know, there's just so many different things that can happen on a coastline. You should not be living near the coast. It's probably too late to move to high ground now, okay? But you need to move to high ground if you can, because these storm surges come in, it could be 30 feet of water across the top of your house. You know, that's entirely conceivable. These storm surges, they really are. They're like a tsunami, okay? And, you know, like I say, it's just a really, really bad idea. Nobody should be living near the coast. Most coastal areas, they have a hillside backing them, okay? That hillside is the place to live, because at least the water has a chance to drain away. Yeah. And that's, by the way, that's all a part of permaculture too. It's intelligently fighting the place where you live.
Yes, and using nature. And using nature on your side rather than fighting nature.
Yeah.
That's Gwyneth, it's always delightful chatting with you on the radio. And I'm so sorry that I couldn't talk to you that one day. I was under the hood and I sliced myself up and I was bleeding. And I just had to
take care
of my wounds. Gwyneth, it's great broadcasting with you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred. I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.